All right, let's call to order the Downtown East Streetcar Sewer Public Infrastructure District special meeting for March 14th. What time is it? 1:50. We do have a quorum, so let's have a quick roll call. We'll go around everybody. If you could give your name and position, that would be great. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese.
Arthur Woodbury, Woodbury Corporation.
Steve Borup,
Jason Oberman. Jason Oberman with Blocks Ventures.
Glenn Gersberger, JF Companies.
Bryce Baker, Alpha Development Group.
Tyson Williamson, The Will Group.
All right. Jennifer, do we have anybody back at the office?
No.
For any public comment?
No one from the public has joined.
Perfect. And there's no one on the phone. All right. So our first item would be to approve the minutes from our December 4th meeting. If you guys are comfortable with the minutes, we could take a motion to approve.
I motion that we approve.
Thank you, Bryce. Who was that on the second? Was that Steve?
Yeah, second, Steve.
Perfect. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? That's unanimous. Appreciate that. All right. So the real issue is items, the action items, one and two. So we need to, you guys know Ross Robb resigned from the board. So we need to get a new treasurer vice chair. We need to fill that position on the board. And then we need to try to find another board member that we at least a name, a nomination that we can take to the South Salt Lake City Council. So would any of you besides Steve, the other five of you, anybody be willing to be the vice chair / district treasurer? So let me just say the treasurer, because we have a trustee and we handle the management admin side, it's really, you're just going to sign some documents. You're going to sign a fraud risk certification. Just to let you know, the state auditor requires it. There's a score that they keep. The district, out of a possible 395 points, we score 375. The 20 that we don't have would be an internal audit function. And it's just not practical that we have that internal audit function. We have CLA that keeps the books. And so they would have a conflict if they were to have one set up. So we'll never get that 20 points. So the district's safe. We have all the policies and procedures in place. We don't take any cash. Trustee handles all the funds, checks, or we just do the requisitions over to the trustee. So there's really no issue with you guys having to worry about being the trustee. So it's really those forms that I need to have signed that we have to have a treasurer for. And then if Steve's not around, treasurer, you can sign documents as the vice chair. So that also comes in handy. So just wanted you guys to know that if one of you other five would be willing to do that for us. Nobody?
At this point, it just feels like Hunger Games. We're volunteering up our friends.
Good point.
I nominate Bryce Baker to be a...
Well, already.
I second that nomination.
Bryce, you good with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Wants that one. I'd be happy to give it to anybody who wants it. So.
All right. So...
Bryce, you have nothing better to do.
Or with right? Steve. It's fine.
Well, you and Steve will be the ones that I bug a little bit in order to get some things signed. So All right. So we do
the greatness, Bryce. We're going to take it all the way to greatness.
There we go.
Yep. Okay. Yep. All right. So we have a motion to have Bryce Baker be the new treasurer / vice chair. We have a second as well. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Great. Any opposed? That's unanimous. So Jennifer, it was Arthur who made the motion, Tyson who seconded the motion. All right. So now let's move on to item two, which would be any recommendations, nominations to take to the South Salt Lake City Council. How do you guys want to handle that one? So what if we were
to only have the one vacancy that's being done, right?
Yes, we have one seat.
Okay.
I think offering it up to Blazer Ventures as an opportunity makes sense.
Okay. What if you guys, what if we were to say someone from that company and then request from them, if they felt comfortable with that, somebody from the firm, the company, yeah. And then whatever that name is, we take to the city council. Do you guys be good with that?
Do you want to socialize that with them, Bryce?
Yeah. Yeah, I can get off this call and ask Brandon who he'd want, but I think that's the right direction.
Yeah.
Okay. So could I get senior a motion
leadership,
from...
I'd qualify it as senior leadership of the firm, not anybody they volunteer up, but senior leadership for it. But other than that, okay. I think that'd be the only other qualifier I'd put on it.
Okay. Bryce, you want to put that in the form of a motion?
I move that we recommend that a board member from Blazer Ventures be recommended to the city council. That's a senior manager of the company.
Perfect.
I second.
Okay. So that was Steve with the second, Jennifer, so that you've got that. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, that was unanimous. Any opposed? So unanimous, Jennifer. All right, so Bryce, will you get back to me with the name and then board, I'll forward the name to all of you so that you guys see it, and then we'll forward that over to the city council. Sound like a plan?
Sounds great. That's
great. Okay, perfect. Anybody have anything else? Just to let you know, they should be finishing up the audit. So as soon as that happens, I'll forward it to everybody. Next board meeting, we might have an audit committee just 5 minutes right before the main board meeting. We can walk through the audit. So if you guys have questions, we can answer them there. And then the audit committee will make a recommendation to the full board to accept the audit. So just so you guys know, should happen by the time our next board meeting rolls around. So
the only thing in my mind is if we're in now in an interest-bearing account with UMB, if it warrants issuing a revised budget for that with the interest in there once that's
okay.
But we
can do an amended budget, Steve, at the end of the year. Okay. That way we kind of get a sense. So he did just send me back an email, says there isn't a separate statement for the funds that are invested. Investments show on a regular monthly statement for each of the accounts. I can pull those statements from the month of the investments. So I'll just have him send me more. Oh, you know what? They gave me access just today to an online portal. So what I'll do is I'll go in and look at it, Steve, and then I'll forward out off that portal where the investments are doing and where the balances are and those things. So let me get that. It's called Power Station. Let me get that figured out today. Jennifer and I actually talked about it, and she went through a training earlier today. So Jennifer, remind me, we'll go through Power Station and get out the statements to these guys. So, okay, with that, I have no other business. If you guys don't, take a motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thanks. That was Steve and Arthur. All those in favor say aye.
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 Thanks, everybody, for joining.
Thanks. That's unanimous. Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. See ya.